Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome back to another episode of Positivity Spartans. How's everybody doing today? It is your boy Isaiah Hubbard back again with my co-host Eric Lane and my celestial majestic James, the man with the plan. How y'all doing today, fellas?
Pretty good, man. Feeling pretty rested. Had a nice little
weekend. Over there doing the dishes.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Back to the ground.
Man, ground starts on Sunday for me, though. Market be opening. Got podcasts recording. You know how we do. I really enjoy Sundays. I'm not going to lie, because Mondays, you know what I mean, it's ready to get to it. Get my mind right on Sunday, and then boom, Monday hits, and I'm ready to go.
Hey, that's dope, bro. How you been doing, though?
How you been doing, bro? We glad to have you. We glad to have you, man. We missed you the last two episodes.
Yeah, I've been cool, man. Just don't want the time, for real.
Yeah, handling life, my brother.
Yeah, man. Definitely take it one day at a time.
Getting ready for the arrival of the new of the little one.
Yeah, bro. He'll be here any day now.
That's so crazy, man. That's so crazy. We was just talking about that before we started, too, man. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have a pretty good topic for today. We're going to be talking about some black films. You know, we're going to go run through a list. You know, some of our favorites, you know, some of the ones that may have inspired us, or, you know, ones that, you know, we just can't stop watching. You know, I just want to get this off the top. Is Candyman considered a black film?
Honorable mention.
Honorable mention?
Yeah.
What do you consider?
Yeah, so what's the criteria?
Because, right? I mean, the new one, it looks like more of a black
director. Was it? It's Jordan Peele, right? Thank you, Jordan Peele.
Yeah. I don't know. Talk about black films, I obviously look at the writers, the director, the producers, and also the impact it has on the culture as a whole. So, you know, obviously, you know, like Spike Lee movies would be considered black films, Jordan Peele,
right.
Tyler Perry, you know, just, I mean, anyone that you feel had a great impact or significant impact on the black community.
Yeah.
That's relatable to it. Yeah. That's pretty much relatable, because there could be some movies that were directed by white people but still have a great impact on the black community.
Agreed. I was trying to think, is Black Klansman, who, have y'all seen Black Klansman?
Yes, sir.
Who's the director of Black Klansman?
Spike Lee.
It was a Spike Lee joint. I thought so.
That was,
I had to pull it up on the computer right quick.
He won an award off of that joint.
Yes, sir. That was a great movie, man. And you know, y'all know that's a true story, right?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. You ain't know that? Mm-mm. Yeah, bro. It's based on a true story. What made me actually watch the movie? I was scrolling through Facebook and I had seen the post. It was an interview of the actual dude who did it. Ron Stallworth is his name, and he was an African American detective in Colorado Springs. And he actually infiltrated the KKK. You know what I mean? He became a member and everything. And they had a little interview with him, and he discussed it and explained it. He showed the card and everything. And that's when I was like, yo, I got to see this movie. Denzel Washington's son is the main star.
That's Denzel Washington's son?
Yeah, John David Washington. He's also in...
Ballers, right?
Yeah, Ballers. That's what it is, Ballers.
Yeah.
He's also in Ballers. That's a very good one.
Yeah, I didn't know that, which is I don't know if it's fun. Wow.
Yeah. He has similar qualities, man. Like when you watch his movies, you can sort of see his dad in him.
Now that you think about it, he kinda does have the smoothness like Denzel with his film.
Right.
Yeah, I see the resemblance now.
Speaking on the topic, man, what's your favorite Denzel movie?
Man. I'm gonna have to go with Malcolm X, bro.
Oh, I think he cut out. You say you wanted to go with what?
Malcolm X.
Very good one. Very good one.
It's close between Malcolm X and the Hurricane Carter movie about the boxer that he portrayed.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh man, so there was a this is an old movie. I'm not sure who directed it, but it was like in the early late 80s or early 90s. It was about Reuben Hurricane Carter. He was a boxer that went to jail for murder and rape, and he was wrongfully convicted. And
oh wow,
yeah. So it just shows like the trials and tribulations, you know, with the rise and the fall, essentially, when he was in the military, from when he was a kid, so forth and so on.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, I might have to check. You're gonna have to send me that one. You have to send me that one again, so I know exactly which one to watch. Because I wasn't even aware of that one. Mm-hmm. I think for me, man, it's tough because, man, I like Fences a lot because I liked, you know, how deep he got in that movie and like the lessons behind it and everything. But then, you know, Man on Fire, bro, that that was a performance right there.
Man, I was gonna say that.
I'm telling you, Man on Fire, but that was a performance, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm mixed between Training Day and Man on Fire, just because like normally he's portrayed as a good guy. So to see him in that light, like
he did
such a good job.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. My man was. He went crazy with the power.
Yeah, bro, that joint. Trinity is a gem.
It really is, man. It really is. That's like, it's one of those movies that you keep on the shelf even though you don't got a DVD player.
I mean, you can play it on the PS4 or whatever.
I got an Xbox, all digital, man. Like, there's not even a. It's not even an insert for the disc anymore, which is crazy.
Oh yeah, you are fishing.
Yeah, man. Wow. Nah, think about how like it's evolved though. Because remember when you could get a PS4 player or a PS4 and it automatically was a Blu-ray player as well, and that's how they tried to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And then everything was in Blu-ray. So he's like, babe, I mean, we get a PS4, we also got a Blu-ray player.
Hey. I forgot all about Blu-ray, man.
Because the Blu-ray players is like
right, Blu-ray got shut out quick because that's when that was like the rise of streaming around that same time.
Mm.
And they had to start to have Netflix and Hulu and all that other good stuff.
Remember Blockbuster?
Bro, I swear, I seen a post on Twitter today. They had Blockbuster and Hollywood Videos, and it was like retweet if you're old enough to have visited one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Blockbuster.
Let's think about it though, because we went from VHS to was it? Were DVDs DVD directly after? Were DVDs directly after that?
Yeah, VHS, DVD, Blu-ray.
Yeah. Now I'm just streaming.
Everything is digital, bro. Everything. Yeah. Speaking of VHS, man, what's y'all favorite classic black movie? My brother said Tales from the Hood.
Don't be a menace.
Right. You said Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, I might have to say Boys in the Hood, man, or Juice.
Bro, Juice was a great one. Boys in the Hood, bro. I love Boys in the Hood because it's funny because we were just talking about Lawrence Fishburne before this, but he in that role, like he reminds me of my dad so much. Like like when I see him, I see my dad. And if anybody listening knows my dad, y'all know that's exactly that's exactly who he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Boys in the Hood highlighted so many issues and stigmas within the black community, bro.
Right,
like. Even though that movie was filmed in the 80s, it's still relevant. Yeah.
Right. Facts. That is very true, man. And it's crazy how much of these really movies are still relevant in today's time and age, man. I mean, even Menace to Society?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Menace to Society, another one.
Oh. Actually, I don't know. It's between Boys in the Hood and Jason's Lyric, bro.
Jason's Lyric, another good one. Another good one, another classic.
I love Jason's Lyrics, man.
You know what we can't forget about too? Paid in Full.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Paid in Full.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. Nah, I'll say for me, what is it? Is Paid in Full the one with?
Yeah, where he plays Rico. Yeah.
I take Paid in Full. That's my. That I so many quotes that like money making Mitch.
The New York.
Blind right. Man can smell you got money.
He said,
it's
crazy. He said, I got a stack for every bump on your face, B.
What about Dead Presidents? That's my movie, man.
Oh yeah, Dead Presidents, another good one. Another great one.
Yeah,
another great one. Movie, man. What about White Man Can't Jump?
Oh yeah, definitely. I forgot about that one.
Class, I'm telling you, classics, man. White Man Can't Jump, New Jack City.
Or you want to go in there,
and bring bro? I don't think I can never not watch them. If it's on, it's like one of those movies that I stop and watch. You know what I mean?
Love and Basketball. I put Love and Basketball on the same level as Baby Boy.
Yeah, man. I like Love and Basketball. Though. I guess because you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I was trying to be a baller coming up. So
trash.
Hey.
Yeah, but if you look at the film of Love and Basketball, right, the male did whatever he wanted.
True.
And he still got her at the end of the day. I'm like,
hey, but on, I mean, bro. Sometimes that's how it has to happen, man. I mean, he pursued his dream and it didn't work out, blew out his knee. I mean, and she took him back, man. It's love and it's basketball.
Play before it.
Yeah, right. Hey, I heard you call me trash too, bro. Well, I'll let that slide for now, just for the sake of a long conversation. But
bro, come on, bro. You know, last time we played, it was a good game. It was a good game.
Always, man, always. So we got to shout out the ladies one time, man, because we can't forget about Set It Off.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Set It Off. Man.
Wait in the XL.
You know what I mean? Oh, wait, Waiting to Exhale. Soul Food.
Mm-hmm.
Soul food, you know what I mean? Food.
Big Mama.
It hit a lot of topics in that movie, too.
Yeah.
It hit a lot of topics.
I think the good thing about, you know, black films now is we're starting to see, not necessarily saying the representation back then was... it wasn't the most favorable. It just, you know, it always seemed to paint a dark side. It always happened to show our dark side. I mean, like, for example, like, how many slave movies are there? You know what I mean? But there's no movies about us being kings and queens before then. That's why, you know, Black Panther was so as big as it was, a representation.
Monumental. And people that weren't us were like, why are they, like, celebrating this so much?
Right.
Why are people coming to...
Right,
coming to the movie
right. Because before then, the only Marvel superhero we had was Terrence Howard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? he played War Machine in the first Iron Man before they switched to Don Cheadle.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, I forgot about Don Cheadle, bro.
Oh, Don Cheadle was an incredible actor.
All right, so a random question.
What's up?
I had this discussion with one of my frat bros maybe like 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
And we were talking about our top five actors, black male actors and black women actors.
Ooh.
Right.
Mm.
Ooh. Let me start with female. Viola Davis, for sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I always loved Nia Long in the Fresh Prince. Yeah, Sanaa Lathan, she's up there. Regina Hall and Regina King.
Definitely. I think we got to go back even deeper to like Cicely Tyson.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Regina Rashad.
Yeah, the ones that paved the way, got you.
Yeah, they definitely paved the way, man.
Yes.
Yeah, they definitely paved the way. It's hard to narrow down five.
I say,
okay,
Taraji.
Always, yeah, for sure.
She's up there. Regina Hall is so consistent, so I give her
don't know. I feel like Regina kind of plays the same roles to an extent. Not again, not to negate her talent.
Yeah, but she's been in a
movie. Yeah, she has game been. She's been so around long. Since I can remember movies.
Yeah, her catalog is pretty thick for sure.
As far as males go, Denzel for sure. Terrence Howard, Morris Chestnut. You know, it's early in his career, bro, but John Boyega, man. I like him a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. And especially because he's not afraid to voice his opinions either. He doesn't let, you know what I mean, who he is. Dictate. He doesn't let what he does dictate who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't forget my boy Jamie, man.
Oh yeah, Jamie. Yo, yeah. I'm gonna be real. Jamie Foxx is such a good actor. When I think of Ray Charles, I think of Jamie Foxx.
Solely based off of his
I Am Legend, 7 Pounds.
I was just about to say that's the one that does it for me right there.
The Pursuit of Happiness. So that leads me to my next question. Will or Jamie? Who's the better?
Ooh, Will or Jamie? See, I thought you were gonna ask a different match.
I'm taking Will.
I'm gonna take Will, bro.
I'm gonna take Jamie.
Jamie? You know, I don't always think he's funny. You know what I mean? He has funny moments to me, but I think Will is more consistent to me. Like I like more of Will's movies back to back, like more of his projects back to back than I do Jamie's. Because Jamie Foxx show was incredible, don't get me wrong, but there's some episodes I'll skip on there. Whereas The Fresh Prince, you know what I mean, I could watch that the whole way through.
And Jamie Foxx doesn't have that much as much.
Martin. Martin. How did we forget Martin, bro? Jeez.
Oh, the Cosby Show. Sanford and Son.
Oh, Sanford and Son. That's the class when you ain't had cable.
Bro, I got a question.
All right, who y'all say is the most versatile out of black actors?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Who y'all say is the most versatile?
Like, yeah, any role.
Who can take like any role? Or you? See
I think it's between Denzel, Jamie, and Will. I was just thinking that you mentioned, honestly.
You missing somebody?
Oh yeah,
Samuel L. Jackson.
True. How did you get Samuel?
Samuel L. I think it has to be Samuel L. Because he has range. Always... I mean, he was a Jedi. You know what I'm saying? My man was a Jedi.
Right.
One of the very few black Jedi. I don't think there was even another one.
Yep. We can't forget about Eddie Murphy either.
If you're gonna talk black culture, there's a lot, man.
Yeah, there's it's endless. Yeah. Morris Chestnut is pretty versatile. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, speaking of Morris Chestnut, man, let me ask y'all another question. What black film brought a tear to your eye? What black film brought a tear to your eye? The Hate U Give? Oh, yes.
Oh, The Hate U Give?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you brought that movie up. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Like, right. My eyes, I was like, who turned on the water? Like, I was just like, that was like, no, why?
Right.
Because I have a little sister, and like, for some reason, I was putting her in that girl's shoes, and I was just like,
yeah.
It was
a tearjerker because it pulled on the heartstrings. It was so relatable, like you said, man. Like you've either been in a situation like that, or you know what I'm saying, like you said, you have somebody who you can put in that situation. For me, bro, a movie I've only ever watched once, Best Man Holiday. I watched it once. I was in the movie theaters, bro. Bro, I've never watched that movie again. I swear, great movie, but I have never brought myself. I've never brought myself to watch it again, bro. Bro, it was good, man. It was a good
emotional. That was an emotional roller coaster. Bro.
Very emotional. From like, cause it like starts off. You're like, yeah, I mean, everybody's back together. And I don't want to give too much away because Marcellus hasn't seen it, but bro, yeah, it's a good one. What about?
I'm gonna take a while.
But the way it happens, bro. The way it happens.
Okay, so. Yeah. No, I asked that one offline. I ain't gonna ask that.
Oh no, nah. Well, you gotta bring it up now.
I was gonna say, what would you do if you were in that position?
Oh
that,
man,
Morris Chestnut was in.
Oh man, like in the first one or the second one?
In the first one.
You know, I'm. You know, love is the highest form of understanding, man. So if you can come into an understanding of moving on past that between two parties, then you know what I mean? Hey, I'm all for it. But hey, he's a strong man. It takes a strong man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that thing was wild.
Man, it was a good movie. Great movie, man.
Definitely. Bro, we can't forget about Friday either, bro.
Oh, the Friday. No, oh, the Friday trilogy.
Yeah, man.
The Friday.
Ice Cube.
Ooh.
All right, the best Friday.
I had to go with the first one, bro.
I think, for some reason, I think next Friday. The introduction of Day Day, you know what I mean? Mike Epps is my guy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next Friday.
Yeah, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Friday quote?
Hey, Miss Parker.
I mean, the one that's the most is like, you knocked the
yeah, that might be the most used. That might be the most used one right there. For real. That made it. It's a meme and everything.
Mm-hmm. And hey, Miss Parker.
Right, hey, Miss Parker.
Hey, Miss Parker.
We've all said that.
But you know, really? Ice Cube wrote that. He wrote that.
I did not know that.
He wrote Fridays. And he didn't expect the first one to be so big because they did it very low budget.
A lot of the movies.
But
a lot of the movies back then were low budget.
It just became an instant classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you guys, parents or grandparents watch Little House on the Prairie growing up?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, bro.
Yes. Well, to this day, and I still don't understand why. I really do not understand. Hey, I mean, I guess that's what it was back then, but I couldn't get behind it.
Like, looking back on it, bro, I can't get into it.
I mean, they only had
limited channels. Yeah, definitely. You ain't work with what you got. Fellas, let me ask, I gotta go back because I forgot one of my favorite classic black movies, man. Lean on Me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We forgot Morgan Freeman.
Another great actor, Morgan Freeman. Man, what?
The ages wonder.
Smoke crack, don't you? Smoke crack, don't you?
Right. You mean that the age? Bro. The bro. Age wonder. That man been looking
exactly, 65. He's been old our entire life.
I was just about to say that same thing. He's been old since I've been alive. You know what I mean? And he's not gotten any older or any younger. He just looked the same.
Bro, I seen this picture like a few years back. It was RG3 and Morgan Freeman in the photo. And, like, Morgan Freeman was hugging him, but he had his eyes closed. And they were like, this is the reason why RG3 is hurt.
He's stealing.
Morgan Freeman.
Stealing his youth. Oh, man. Man, speaking of range, man, Morgan Freeman has some incredible range.
Definitely.
Shawshank Redemption is
Shawshank Redemption.
You think so? Driving Miss Daisy.
You think that's his best film?
Say what?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, like that I've seen.
Glory was pretty good.
I've seen.
That was him and Denzel were in that one.
You guys seen the movie A Time to Kill with Samuel Jackson?
I have not. What's that about?
I can't remember the exact state that it was in, but he was like a, you know, a hardworking black man, and they were like in a racist area, and this these two white guys kidnapped his daughter and like raped her, so he killed him. And it was pretty much like, you know, going through trial and he was pleading insanity and stuff like that. So yeah. It was like very emotional. I think that was one of his best roles.
Yeah. I'll have to check that one out. Yeah, for real. You don't have to get the rest of these movies, man. There was another one Samuel L. Jackson was in. It's called Unthinkable. I believe it's called Unthinkable. He plays an interrogator, and like not just any interrogator. He's like the guy who you call if you know you find out there's a terrorist with a bomb somewhere in like the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like he's the guy who gets it done. And it's a dope movie. I'm not gonna say any more about it, but honestly, I think it may be one of Samuel L.'s. In my opinion, it's my favorite Samuel L. Jackson movie, just because of how hard he goes and like, and the person he portrays in that movie. It's somebody I've never seen Samuel L. as. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Morgan Freeman. Who else is another OG?
What's the guy that plays in Greenleaf?
Greenleaf.
Not Greenleaf. The Green Mile. Ben Reigns.
No, the big buff dude. He passed away. I can't remember his name.
Michael Clark Duncan. Michael Duncan. Is it Michael Clark Duncan or Michael Duncan Clark?
Yeah.
Michael Duncan. Okay.
Michael Duncan Carter.
I'm about it. Hold on. I got the computer right here.
Yeah. Rest in peace to the good brother.
Facts, because he was another great one. Because he was in Talladega Nights. Michael Clark Duncan. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was in Talladega
Nights. Yeah, he was in Talladega Nights. Talladega Nights. He was in Pulp Fiction. He was in quite a few movies, man. He was a pretty great actor. You know what Yes, sir. You know what I realize now that I didn't realize back in the day when I watched like older black films, TV shows, like everything. It's like they all the people that were in those movies back then, you see those same people in the same movies now. Like, and they have like greater roles. Like, for example, you got Michael Jai White.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying he's in a lot of classic black films, and he's just the guy there. He's just like. He's always like the big black dude there. He never played any role other than that in like so many other movies. And now he's come up and he's, you know what I mean? He's actually has acting parts to where he talks and whatnot.
Yeah.
We were watching on Netflix the other day. Was it Prison Song? Prison Song. There's a lot of actors there in the background where you're like, oh, snap. You know what I mean? Now they're in this movie and that movie. And I noticed that a lot in older black movies, man. And I love that because, you know, Adam Sandler and those guys do that same thing, so why not us?
Oh my god, I cannot think it. Eddie Murphy used to do that a lot. Like Coming to America, he did that. He did that in what's the movie where
Jingle Jingle.
He had a lot of people that
yeah, facts. They all came up together, man.
That's what it's about, bro. You know, giving a person of color an opportunity to shine, and then, you know, they're taking it to the next level.
Right. Everybody grows
because,
together.
You know, it's all at risk, bro. You know, we got to take care of each other. Ain't nobody else going to look out for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Man. Which,
I think Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick Boseman, I think they're, like, the next up-and-coming, you know, young absolutely. Actors, I believe. They're, like, on the...
A grit.
Michael B. Jordan. He was in Hardball.
Yeah.
He was in Wire.
Yep. Yeah. And classic. And he was young. He was a young kid back then. Yep. Fantastic Four.
He was in Fantastic Fruitvale Station. Like, he was in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fruitvale Station.
Yep. Shot at the train.
That one was deep. That was deep. That's the movie that really put me on to, like, who Michael B. Jordan was. I was like, all right, I'm gonna be looking out for this kid. Because that performance was incredible.
Yeah, I think The Wire is like arguably the best television show I ever watched.
Agreed.
I have to watch it as an adult because
it is so different as an adult, man. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was telling them like when I watch that show now, it's like I understood like or I was trying to understand, or I was entertained by like the drug dealer aspect of it all. Now, as an adult, I understand the politics. I see the, you know what I mean? I see the drug game, and then I see the money. Yeah, everything. I notice everything in that show now, and it's totally different now, bro. I guarantee you. Yeah, you definitely have to watch it as an adult.
Yeah, that's what I did. Because my dad and I used to watch it religiously when I was a kid.
Yes, sir.
But, like, my first deployment in 2017, like, I literally watched that show in, like, 2 weeks. Like, from season one to season six.
Yeah. Bro, I bought it. I bought the whole set Cyber Monday off of Amazon when I was deployed, my first deployment, because I took my PlayStation. Shout out to PlayStation. I took my PlayStation out there, and I had watched that whole season, like, probably, like, three times, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. The whole series.
That's crazy. You can watch it each time, and you'll get a different lesson from each episode. Facts.
A lot of black films are like that for me, bro, because, like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't understand the different aspects as a child, and now you grow up and you start to see different things. You start to get different experiences, and you start to get, you start to see movies from a different light. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why representation matters, man. Have you guys seen Dope?
Yes.
Yo, yes. Highly underrated. So underrated. Anybody listening, if you haven't, you need to check out Dope, man. It is such a good movie. And honestly, when I like I first heard about it, bro, I didn't think it was gonna be what it was about. You know what I mean? Like I didn't know my man was like it. So basically he's for lack of a better word, he's a nerd coming up in the hood of where is he? He's in LA? Compton. And now, yeah, it may sound cliche, like the typical Compton. Rise up from the hood story, but listen, this man goes through like so much, and his intelligence and his intellect is like so crazy. The way he thinks and like what he has to go through in order to get to where he wants to be is crazy. And it just shows you, it just kind of shows you, you know what I'm saying, like the hoops sometimes that black people have to jump through in order to just to be successful.
Right. Slippery slope is.
Yeah, that was definitely underrated movie, man. Definitely underrated.
Another underrated
Biker Boys. What?
Biker Boys?
Man, who was that? Was I talking to you about that movie, Biker Boys? Yeah, because you was telling me about your bike. We used to watch that thing. I'd watch Biker Boys, and then I'd be out on, you know what I mean, on my Huffy trying to do wheelies and shit, bro. Like, all day. Like, I wanted a leather jacket and everything.
The day I get a bike, I'm getting
the yellow paint job?
Paint job he had.
Yeah, that is
the yellow
tough
with the
combination.
Green,
right? Tough combination.
The day I put my
got it, bro.
You know another actor we forgot about, man? Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh yeah,
for a minute.
We haven't seen him in so long.
What's your favorite Cuba Gooding? What's your favorite Cuba Gooding movie?
Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese's a good actor.
Then he
you said which one?
Falling Off.
Snow
Dogs. Not funny.
Hey, he says Snow Dogs. He's funny. Yo, to be real, man, Radio for me.
Oh yeah, about Radio.
I love Radio. Radio was
good.
I love Radio. Radio is one of those movies I could watch like anytime it's on.
I like it, OJ role.
Damn, that's making me think of Remember the Titans.
Uh-huh. I said I like it, OJ role, the most recent one.
What'd you say?
Oh, him and OJ got you. Yeah, he was pretty good there. Yeah, that was a different. That was a different Cuba.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, favorite black sports
movie. Coach Carter, man. For me, Coach Carter.
Ooh, I keep stealing my stuff. All right,
I'll go another one. My second up, because it was tied between this one and White Man Can't Jump. Yeah, it was tied between those two.
Okay.
What's the basketball movie Tupac was in? A dude, it's like you always see the meme with the guy pointing the gun that was in The Wire.
Oh,
Above the Rim.
Um,
yep, Above the Rim. Young Tupac. Yeah. Oh, what's my man's name? In Above the Rim. He's another underrated actor. He's in The Wire as well. Hold on, I got the computer. Underrated.
Was he in Five Heartbeats too? Or
Wood Harris.
One of those movies?
Wood Harris is his name. He's he plays what's my man's name? Ace Boogie. In Paid in Full. That's his name.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
He was in Above the Rim.
Yeah, he was in. He's the one who pulls the strap out the book bag. Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, and also we can't forget about He Got Game.
He Got Game, another good one. Yep. Ray Allen. Shout out to my man Ray Allen.
Look who pops up again.
Yes, sir. Remember the Titans, of course.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Can I change my answer? Because Creed. Yo,
one or two,
Bo,
one or two.
I think for me, one, man. I think one, because in two, we already knew who he was. In one, we were just figuring out who, you know what I mean, who Adonis was. I mean, we had to figure out if he was a killer or not.
Yeah,
but the training, okay. You know what I mean, my boy went to NTC to get right.
Yeah, yeah.
It too. You know what I mean, my man went to hell and back.
That's hilarious.
But that's Michael B. Jordan, Wood Harris. You know, two other good ones right there.
No, Hardball.
Hardball. We mentioned Hardball.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my man Kareem is another good sports one. Felicia.
I know Reed.
And look, I'm looking at the Creed cast now too. Felicia Rashad, she's another great actor. Yeah, another legend.
It's too many, bro.
Way too many. First things first. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real.
Which is good. I'm glad it is too many.
Right. Right. All the representation. And now we have even more platforms now. Man, it's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Tyler Perry films. Yeah, how can we forget about Tyler Perry?
Oh, man. All right, what you guys like better, the plays movies? Or the movies?
I like the movies. The plays aren't bad. I just like the movies more.
I like the plays, but
I like the musicals, man?
Like, the singing's great. No, it's cool, but like it's just like too much.
Yeah.
Like they be singing for 12 minutes. You're like, bro, we're not in church right now. I understand what you're doing. But...
You know,
like I love Tyler Perry.
Yeah,
but I want to see him expand his range more, bro. Because it's always about the same thing.
Yeah, I can agree. Well, he has a few serious movies, but what was the one where he picks up his worker? She's a She's his janitor. She doesn't have any.
Oh yeah, she's a custodian.
Yeah. What was the name of that movie?
I can't remember the name of it.
Me neither. But I liked him in that role. That's one of my favorite Tyler Perry roles.
Honestly, I think he needs to stop. I think he needs to stop playing roles that he writes.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think he fits every role that he writes.
Gotcha.
Like even The Fall from Grace.
I don't think
he should have played in that movie, in my opinion.
I don't think I've seen that one.
it's on Netflix. It came out like probably like sometime March, April time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like he writes movies strictly that's geared towards his acting. And I don't think he should do that. He should let someone else get that spotlight and that shine.
Gotcha. I understand what you're saying. Like instead of using his platform to promote himself and his movies, he should have somebody else be able to play those roles.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, he's at that point now because he probably won't act in a movie for a long time. He might have a cameo or something, but you won't see him.
And he got that Tyler Perry land in, what's that, Georgia? Atlanta, I think.
Yeah, he bought an old freaking plantation and turned into the first black movie studio and the biggest.
No, black right, movie. Yeah, well, first in the biggest.
The first, so yeah. First black movie studio.
Dude, that's what's up, man. I mean, at least, taking it to that next level.
That's so dope.
I had, you know, speaking of, like, own studios and everything, I had so much bigger hopes for the Oprah Winfrey Network, but, I mean, I guess considering who, considering, you know what I mean, the name behind it, I should have knew better.
Yeah. Who are some underrated actors you guys would think get their flowers?
Underrated actors, what's my man? I just watched one of his movies the other day. What movie was it? When y'all go ahead, I'm gonna have to look this up. Yeah, man, because I can't.
Gotta Google some names.
I cannot think of his name right now or what movie I watched. It was a newer one too. Was it? One moment, please. Who do you think, Lane?
I'm trying to think about it now.
Wood Harris.
I think Lawrence Tate. Yeah,
he's
Don Cheadle for sure.
He's easily forgettable.
He sneaks in.
He definitely sneaks in.
I mean, Derek Luke had some good roles too.
James Earl Jones,
yeah, a legend. Another legend. Yeah. Look, you know, I'll give you that for Lawrence Tate. Lawrence Tate, he's easily forgettable, but anytime he does play a role, he's usually pretty solid in it. I don't think I can remember the last time he played a bad role.
And then, Power.
Yeah, nah, Power, bro. He was so good. He was so good as Councilman Tate, man. He had people really hating him.
Nah, definitely. Yeah, he was pretty good.
Oh.
Favorite black villain.
Like, they don't necessarily have to be like in a movie, yeah, like superhero movie kind of deal, but
I like Bokeem. I like his roles, the villain roles he plays. Bokeem?
Who? I gotta look him up.
He played in Dead Presidents. He was a snitch, the pastor.
Oh, got you.
He also played in Jason's Lair.
Yeah.
I love his villain roles, bro.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. My man's in...
We're pretty underrated, definitely, too.
Boys in the Hood. That's the one he's in. Hold on. Nah, not Boys in the Hood. It's Don't Be a Menace. He's the... It's the dude who steals cars, man, in Don't Be a Menace, that I gotta, or Menace to Society. I'm tripping, right? Menace to Society is the movie. I always get those two confused, man, because they,
mix together, you know, like the name of like four movies. I say Steve Harris.
Yeah.
And freaking Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Man,
yeah.
I hated him.
Yeah.
Man, I hate him. Or oh boy, who been
the dude in For Color Girl.
Danny Glover.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Old buddy in For Color Girls, who threw them girls out the window. He was like,
yo. Him and Blair Underwood pissed me off.
Bro. Yeah, like that was that's probably the worst villain. it was like, damn, bro, like that was the extreme.
That's the epitome of villain, bro. You threw the kids off the balcony.
Facts, man. Like, come on, bro. To the extreme. You mean when you got to mention villains, you got to mention my man from Juice. What was Tupac's name in Juice? Bishop.
Oh, we know
Bishop. Tupac. Bishop, yeah. Bishop, he was a villain, man, because he went to the funeral and everything. Yo, I'm sorry for everything that happened. I mean, that was cold blooded. Mm-hmm. That's some cold blooded shit.
I'm gonna
right
throw
there.
Y'all off with this one, but they made Thanos purple or pinkish.
It's black. Snap his fingers and get shit done, huh?
He gonna have to be up.
Yo,
there.
Killmonger, man. He was such a good villain. People said he died, man.
Yeah, I thought they was gonna.
You know, I would have liked to, but I don't see how he would have fit the story. You know what I mean?
I don't even consider him a villain, honestly.
I felt it.
See what I'm saying? Most people don't. Most people don't.
Because like, he wasn't wrong in what his beliefs were and what he was attempting to stand for. It was just more so his deliverance. He had so much vengeance.
Yeah.
He had so much vengeance and animosity, like, you know, deep inside of him for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't even consider him a villain, bro. Because, you know, he was taking back what was rightfully his.
The way I look at it as the, you know, the Malcolm X versus Martin Luther King approach. You know, you know what I'm saying? That's the two sides. It's not necessarily a villain. You know, there was actually I had read an article one time, and I can't remember where. If I find it, I mean, I'll definitely send it to y'all. But like, Magneto and Professor Xavier ideals were mirrored after Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Yeah.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah. Said Stan Lee made which I think is pretty dope, man. And you can definitely see it. I mean, both want peace for mutants. I don't know how I feel about him calling us mutants, but y'all get the gist. You know what I mean? They both want a piece. Just different ways to get it.
Stan Lee, he took a lot of topics and like intertwined them into his comics.
A lot of the they were I had read another article that they had complained about Black Panther not having enough white characters, and then the next issue was him beating up the KKK. which is pretty dope, man. I mean, Black Panther's he has some pretty awesome comic, like the actual comics. If you've never read it, a lot of them are pretty dope. Blade. Let's talk about Blade. Listen, bro. I watched Blade so much as a kid. I used to, you know the extension to the vacuum. With a little that looked like a sharp edge, it almost looked like a sword. Listen, I used to strap that around my back while I watched Blade, bro, thinking I was a Daywalker. Wesley Snipes, he's another underrated actor, man.
Because Blade
should have paid his taxes. Yeah, should have paid his taxes. Demolition Man.
Been up there.
That dude. Who are some of your favorite hip hop? Rappers, singers that transition to the acting world.
Mm. Definitely not Beyonce.
No, trash.
I love B, bro, but
all the way away from acting.
Yeah, as an actor.
Y'all saw how pissed off the internet was.
No, like, please, Beyonce could be please, Storm. No.
Or bro, she couldn't even act in a Lion King play, bro.
Mm.
People were so mad. And all she had was like she just had a contract to make an album for that.
I love B, man. I love B, the singer, just not the actor, man. But that's exactly what I was
saying. I say Tyrese.
Definitely.
Made a pretty good
because Tyrese, man, he hit the ground running. Like you said, Baby Boy, he had Waist Deep.
He took his son.
I would say definitely Ice Cube. I think he kind of paved the way for rappers to feel comfortable going that route.
You said who?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, definitely. Definitely Ice Cube paved the way.
But he even took it a step further and became a director.
Started putting us in his films.
I think current, I would have to go with Childish Gambino as well.
Childish Gambino, yeah.
Well, he started as an actor.
He was Donald Glover.
He was in like Parks and Recreation. I think it was Parks and Recreation. Or what's that show called? Community?
He's not in Parks and Recreation.
Show he started off
what about
with?
What about Drake?
Is it Community?
Does Drake meet the criteria?
He's not. He's not black.
Well, he did the other way.
He's
around,
not black.
Though. He was the actor first. No,
but...
he was an actor first,
then became rapper. He don't make it.
I don't even consider him a rapper, bro. He's an entertainer.
Nah,
he
gave me that,
entertainer, great one.
Definitely.
He's an artist.
He's an entertainer, bro. Entertainer. He's not an artist. He is not an artist.
I don't know.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. What about your favorite sports athlete? Turned actor. Well, sports athlete that was in a movie. Let's say it like that.
Space Jam. I forget about Space Jam. Damn.
Michael Jordan in Space Jam. Yeah, definitely my favorite. Definitely.
Bro, actually, I take back. My favorite black sports movie is Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday is a Andy Given Sunday. There is, man, so many motivational quotes in that movie. So many.
Yeah.
My man Robert De Niro, dog.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's crazy, for the longest, like, you know, like, I thought Scarface was a real person just because of how good he played.
Bro, me
too. Like, I thought it was based on a true, I thought it was based on a true story. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be 100. I thought it was based on a true story, man. Hey. Do y'all have like a black film that y'all watch, or like a film that motivates y'all? Like if you watch it, you feel like you're ready to get up and go.
It's probably Any Given Sunday for me.
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah. I think that movie was very inspiring and motivational on so many levels.
Creed. Anytime I watch Creed, bro, I'm like pumped. I'm pumped and ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm knock out the gym and then anything on my list, man. I'm like up and moving. That movie like amps me up, dog.
Yeah, Creed's dope, man.
What about you?
Bro, what was
go ahead. What was what?
I was gonna say, what was Creed's father? Like, I haven't seen him in any roles aside from Rocky.
That's the same dude that's in Happy Gilmore. Chubbs.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in a few other movies. Other than Creed, yeah, he's in a few other movies. Well, I'm sorry, other than Rocky, he's in a few other movies.
Okay.
He's another one. He was never really a star, but he was in a lot of movies. I can't even think of his name. Yeah. This is my man Chubb. It's all in the hips. It's all in the Happy Gilmore was a good movie, man.
Remember that that golf movie with Big Boy?
I know exactly what movie you're talking about. I just can't think of the title.
That movie was hilarious.
That's his name, Carl Weathers. Speaking of golf, you know it's another iconic black movie we missed, man? ATL.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, yeah, I mean T.I. is up there with actors, with rappers turned actor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's playing himself though. So it's effortless for him.
I mean, he's also in what's that movie where they rob the bank? Yeah, Takers. Takers. He's also in Takers. Takers, ATL. I don't know how I feel about that movie with him and Mike Epps on Netflix. It was good for a low budget movie, I guess. Make you laugh.
Bro, did you guys see the trailer for the Fred Hampton movie?
Yes. Yes, bro.
No.
Dan, you who's playing him? Kaluuya?
Thank you. That's his name. Underrated actor.
Easily, bro.
Underrated actor for sure. Underrated, but it's called it's called Judas and the Black Messiah.
Okay. Also, Lakeith Stanfield.
Lakeith Stanfield, yes, sir.
Yeah, he's underrated.
Man, this black movies are coming up, man. I love it. And like we said, Key is, you know what I mean, doing his thing. Ryan Coogler, Ice Cube, you know what I mean, Tyler Perry. There's so much more representation. We have so much more opportunity now. It's dope. And more of our stories are getting told, and I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely unique, man.
Bro.
Oh my god.
Now, don't get me wrong. 12 Years a Slave, bro. That one was dope.
Oh yeah, what's that actor's name, bro? He's underrated too.
From 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got like an African name. 12 Years a Slave.
Whatever. Yeah, on 12 Years a Slave. Solomon Northup, or no? His name is Chiwetel Ejiofor. He played Solomon. Damn.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, Lupita. How did we forget about Lupita?
She was in that movie too. I forgot.
Yeah, she is an incredible actor, dog. She has range. She has hella range because in that scene, bro, where like they catch her just getting soaked, bro, and she's talking to it, bro. I was like, damn, I was so drawn into that movie, 12 Years a Slave. just by her, bro. Crazy movie.
So do y'all consider Django a black film? Although it was a white director?
Yes. Django is a black superhero.
Yeah. I think I didn't go to the movies to watch that film, but that scene where Django start whipping the slave master.
No, bro, the scene with the bag.
Oh, bro, the funniest scene. I'm like, criticize.
You ungrateful sons of bitches.
My wife said, all day.
Do you know that's a that's another Samuel L. How you
doing? Yep.
That's another Samuel L.
He said, I like the mask, but I can't see.
Oh man. Yeah, Django, man. I could watch Django all day. You know, I missed a couple.
That movie came out in 2012.
Yeah, a while ago. You know what? Underrated black films are some of my favorite, bro. Not Freedom Riders. It's The Great Debaters.
Oh yeah,
The Great Debaters, bro. I love that movie, bro.
Forgot about Forrest Whitaker, bro.
Another one. Underrated actor, very versatile. Y'all know he was in Bloodsport. He plays a police officer in Bloodsport, who tries to arrest Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's funny, man, because he's young. and it looks funny, man, because it just looks funny because you know it's him, but it doesn't look like him. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny when Forrest Whitaker plays gangster roles.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, I can't take you very serious, bro.
Doesn't he have a twin brother that looks just like
him? I think so. I think he does. I don't know if he acts, but I think he does have a brother who looks like him.
I thought it was a joke. Yeah. I legit looked it up. And I was like, what?
Denzel Washington was in The Great Debaters? Why do I not remember that? Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it.
I think he was.
I'm going to have to watch it again, man, because it's been a minute. Nate Parker, he's another underrated black actor, bro. He plays in Nat Turner movie. The Nat Turner movie.
Denzel Washington was in that movie.
Yeah.
Great Debaters.
Yeah. Let's see another good one. Denzel, man, he's everywhere. You know what I think about now? Versatile actors, man. Jamie Foxx, he actually does have some pretty good range, man.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, because I just thought about, and I don't know how I forgot about, not The Inside Man. He plays a lawyer with, what's his name?
Michael B. Jordan?
Nah, not with Michael B. Jordan. It's the one with Jamie Foxx and... I can't think of the other dude's name. It's the guy who plays in 300. I just can't think of his name.
You say he was a lawyer?
Yeah.
Leonidas.
Yeah, he's the Leonidas. Yeah, that's exactly who I'm thinking, like, who it is.
Oh, law-abiding citizen.
Law-abiding citizen.
Wait, I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
That's the name of
Gerard
the film,
Butler, yeah.
Gerald yeah. Butler.
Law-abiding citizen. Yeah, Jamie Foxx played a hell of a role in that movie, bro.
Hey, Gerard Butler, the truth, though, bro.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, he's definitely a great actor. He has a couple good. Oh my god. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is in Baby Driver too. Yeah, he's in Baby Driver.
Jamie Foxx was in.
Yeah, the new one. You didn't see the new one?
What?
Bro, I'm telling y'all, man.
Yeah, Jamie does have some range, bro. Told you, bro.
I told you. I think his catalog is better than Will's, in my opinion, bro.
You think it's better than Will's?
I forgot about Sleepless.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, if we're talking overall, Jamie Foxx gets the edge only because of his music. But as far as acting, I don't know if his catalog is better than Will Smith's, man. I just can't agree on that.
Only person I put with Will is Samuel Jackson.
I can't choose between Denzel and Will Smith.
For days.
I can't do it. Mm. That's a tough matchup right there.
Oh, but damn, I forgot about White House Down.
We're going to have to ponder on it. Fellas, before we go, man, what's one message that you've learned from a black film that you've watched?
Hmm.
Tough, huh? It's tough, huh? Right.
The whole podcast.
Yeah, because there's so many lessons. I think one lesson that gets overlooked is in Paid in Full, man. It's you always gotta watch who you keep around you, man. You always gotta watch how you live, because you know what I mean, you may be trying to stay out the way, you may be trying to do your thing, but the people that you keep around you, man, you never know what their true intentions are. Uh-huh. A lot of them.
I mean, that's a lesson in a lot of black films.
I think mine would be black films always teach me the importance of not forgetting where you come from.
Very true. Yeah. Respecting the roots.
Yeah. Never forget where you come from.
For sure. What about you, Marcellus? You got anything?
I mean, it's just so many messages you get from black
people. Yeah, I mean.
But I think it just helped. They just help us, like, appreciate our culture and make us all see that we're all kind of. Remember how we talked about we all got different parents, but we all.
Yes, sir. You know, had
the same life in some way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like black films does a good job of connecting the black community.
I agree. Because, you know what I mean? We do bond over movies because they bring us to conversations like this. You know what I'm saying? How many times you've been chilling with your homies, having a drink or two, and then you get to debating about, you know what I mean, the best black actors that are the best black films out. You know what I mean? It unites us in a sense, just like you said, bro. I like that. I like that. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, positivity, prosperity, peace.
Don't do crack.
I'm leaving that in there.